Blog Talk Radio.
All my brothers standing on the front line, trying to provide for your family. All my sisters raising those babies by yourself. This one's for you. God sees you.
As I look out into the world, there's some things I see that I want to talk about. Can I talk about it?
We gotta pray, meditate, find a way.
Save the children.
We gotta pray, meditate, find a way.
Save the children.
We gotta pray, meditate.
save the children.
We gotta pray.
We are confident in the victory of good over evil. Blessed.
Your presence around us with love, and we must all agree that it's time to stop pretending we cannot see. And if we all should close our eyes, we would never recognize the difference between the touch of a black or a white hand. So why is there all the fighting across the land? To all the people of the world, let peace reign. Tell all the boys and girls, let peace reign. Like here are you calling in, Jah hear us just the same. No Mexican would fight, let us unite, let peace reign.
Instead of the war, take a look, and instead of the violence, read a book and read both to history. Trace out the mystery of Willie Lynch and the others, how they enslaved the mind of their mothers. Tell you that your word is found in your color, but they never told us we were brothers and sisters. All the people of the world, let peace reign. Tell all the boys and girls, let peace reign. Look here, how you're calling him, that hear us just the message to fight. Let us unite, let peace reign.
How do we view this word religion? Is this really worth the killing? I don't really know, my thoughts differ. How do we want this world to be? Is this our legacy? Poor fathers turning in them graves because of how we behave. They tried to set us free, but we're still slaves. Let peace reign. Tell all who's never heard, let peace reign. No care how you're calling near, to hear us just the same. No make sense to fight, let us tonight, let peace reign.
Your presence around us with love, and we must all agree that it's time we stop pretending we cannot see.
If we all should close our eyes, we would never recognize the difference between the touch of a black or a white hand. So why is there all this fighting across the land?
To all the people of the world, let peace reign. Boys and girls, let peace reign. Now here are you calling names, Jah hear us just the same. The Mexicans will fight, let us unite, let peace reign.
All the people of the world, let peace reign. The Lord who's never heard, let peace reign. Look here how you're calling him, Jah hear us just the same.
Bless the Lord. Unity, strength.
Good evening, and welcome to EIESOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Again, welcome to tonight's show. Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. The chat room is also open, so feel free to leave your comments, and I'll read them and respond to them as best as I can. I want to apologize to y'all who left comments last week. I didn't get a chance to respond, so I'll be on top of that this evening. Tonight, we're talking about racism's weakness. The question is, does racism have a weakness? Is racism given more power than it actually has by people's mindsets? That's what we're talking about tonight. Again, my call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue, and I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. Again, we're talking about racism's weakness. I want to hear your views and comments on racism and how much power it has and how much power it does not have. That's what we're talking about. If you call in, please be aware of background noise because this is being taped, and I would like a clear taping. Again, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments, say hello, leave your name. Let me know where you're calling, where you're listening from, rather, and what views you have on tonight's topic. Again, I'm your host. My name is Tony Nix. I'm the founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based here in Southeast Queens, New York. You can find us on Facebook, or you can go directly to our website, and that is www.enoughisenoughsaveourchildren.org. You can become a registered member. Membership is free. And while you're on the site, do me a favor, leave a small donation. We would greatly appreciate it. That helps us stay on the air and also helps keep workshops open for troubled youth and young adults. We also have a wish list that you can look at, and there's rewards that are offered for certain donations. So, again, please go to our website at www.enoughisenoughsaveourchildren.org. Become a registered member. Registration is free. And again, please leave a donation if you have it. I understand times are hard and folks don't have it like that, but in order to make things happen, we need donations. All right. Again, we're talking about racism and racism's weakness. Does it have a weakness? Does it have more power than it actually has been given by us, the folk that racism affects? This is what we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I'll know you're in the queue, and I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. And again, you may disagree, you may agree, but at the same time, we maintain a degree of respecting one another's view, even if you may not agree with it, one another's view. And we also try to watch our language. I know it slips sometimes, but at the same time, let's be aware of what comes out of our mouth. All right, we're going to kick this off in a few minutes. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Only you have made my bad days turn good. You was the only one that put a smile on my face. You was the one that I knew I can always come to when I was down. And no, I saw you in the crib. I have a smile again. I thank Most High for you, because without you, I don't know what I would do. Man, I feel good just to be a father. Be a father, man, it's no better feeling in the world. and I have to do my part to make sure that you have a part. I know that to be true. I love you. I thank Most High for you every day that you're mine.
For my son.
Travels, you gotta like glide, man. You gotta like glide through it because there's a lot of ills going on in the world, man. And you'll be having a choice, though, you know what I mean, on what you really want to do. You want to go that route or not.
To EIESOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nicks. Tonight, we're talking about racism's weakness. Does it have a weakness? Are we giving it more power than it truly has? Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. Also, the chat room is open. I want to welcome anyone that's in the chat room. Feel free to say hello, give me your name, let me know who's in there, I'll give you a shout out as the show progresses. We're going to be on here for the next hour or so, and tonight we're talking about racism and its weakness. Let me go to the phone lines here. I believe my co-host has just checked in. Let me bring her on to the air. Good evening, Sister Aminette, is that you there? How are you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm well. And yourself?
Oh, not bad. You know,
good.
It's been a rainy New York weekend. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
We have got rain ridiculous, and it's still raining.
I heard.
Yeah, but all things are well anyway. We need the water, so, you know, why complain?
That's good. Makes things grow.
Yes, it does. You know, mm-hmm. So, we're talking about racism's weakness. Do you believe there is one? Do we give it more power than it actually has? You know, what's your view on that?
Racism, we know, is a institutionalized social construct, and it is imposed upon people who do not have the power to really have the same rights and benefits to society that others have, that the majority have. It is designed that way. It is constructed that way to stay that way. It is something that's inputted and implanted in our society. It's embedded in our culture. That is what it is. It's there. And the weakness of it is very strong, and it continues to be strengthened. But I think it can be how can it be weakened? By education and not being ignorant. But some people will hold on to bias. Some people will hold on to racism. And it all really depends on how you define racism. Do you define it, because it's now interchangeable with bias, and there's racial bias, and then there is racism, you know, which is implemented, like I said, social construct that is designed to hold a certain group of people back from excelling and having the same equalities in terms of education, economics, and quality of life as the majority have. Can it be overcome? Yes, from person to person. Collectively, no. That's not happening. There will always be a class system. There will always be a bottom group. And that's the way it's been set up until we, I guess, fully blend in, I guess, would be from homogenized society, or everybody is multicultural, everybody's multiracial, but then even in a multicultural, multiracial scenario, we'd still find something to classify and categorize. I think it's just human nature to find fault with one group and have a preference for one thing and put people in one category and put another group of people in another category. I just think it's always going to exist.
Well, okay, and, you know, on that, I have to agree that racism is definitely not going anywhere. You know, it's here, as far as I'm concerned, it is here to stay. You know, you said something about those on the bottom, you know. I agree with that 100%. You know, but I see that from what I look at and hear at times, we tend, you know, well, some of us, not all of us, tend to give racism more power than it has in certain issues and situations. Let me say it like that. You know, it seems like racism is always used as a convenient way to say it can't happen.
Right.
I'm not a believer of that. Okay. It exists, all right, and there is ways that we can use, ways and skills that we can use not to allow it to deter us from whatever the mission may be.
Right.
And I think we need, you know, that's one of the weaknesses in racism, that if a collective mindset says no, we're not going to allow racism to stop us. We're going to make it happen. Okay, that takes a lot of power away from racism. A lot of, you know, you used to talk about the bias. Yeah, that's there, and it's not going nowhere. It's not going anywhere. You know, one of the, I don't know if she's a listener or the show, but she left a comment on the event page when I posted this yesterday, and you know, she started it off with, I'm going to say her first name. Her first name is Veronica. But she started it off with, I will most likely be hung when I say this, but in her own humble opinion, Okay? Mm-hmm. She strongly feels that we give racism too much power. Racism
right.
is a mental condition, as you said. Okay? This problem of racism, in my humble opinion, is white supremacy. The idea
right.
that these
mm-hmm.
people classify themselves as being most intelligent, the most intelligent people on the planet. She says,
right.
I beg to differ. And for some strange reason, other cultures buy into it in this lie, buy into this lie.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She's saying, now this is just my opinion. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just won't give racism or any type of ism power to control my energy levels. Let me add
exactly.
before this. Okay. Let me add before this is taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to say that racism don't exist, but I am saying
right.
that it can control us or we can control it. The days
right.
of fearfulness is over.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
got the God-given right to live a life of freedom. Nobody has
mm-hmm.
the right to control anyone. And, you know, I thought that was a pretty, as she said, humble and honest view. You know,
right.
I asked her to call in and join us tonight. I hope she will, you know, because I'd like to
mm-hmm.
get more from her. But, you
right.
know, that's pretty simple, and as simple as it is, that's pretty strong. You know, a lot of
mm-hmm.
folks can't grasp that because I guess they're stuck in whatever, or, you know, we don't understand, okay?
Right.
Well, you know, I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Racism in the last few years has been overt in this country. Why?
Right.
Those who are perpetrating it are out of control.
Right, right.
And they're not handling it very well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's backfiring. And to me,
yeah.
that shows a weakness. There's a weakness
mm-hmm.
there, okay?
Right.
It is so overt right now that it's affecting them more than those that are supposed to be affected by it.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm seeing this happening more and more. And I'm hoping folks
mm-hmm.
is starting to catch on. I'm
right.
really, you know, yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are talking about race baiting, and I see a gentleman, he wrote something here. It's kind of long, so I'm not going to go into it because it's just too long. Maybe he'll call in and he'll
right.
expound on it. You know, but he did have something short. He said, when racism is not called out, it allows the races to program the brain, you know,
right.
and I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe not. You know, he's talking about people being brainwashed. You know, he goes in kind of deep here. This is just reverse racism, psychology using
yeah.
a black as a conduit to program the black masses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep for me.
It's not.
See, this is, to me, this is a problem. It, you know, we're going in so deep that, you know, I don't know. You know, I just feel like we're missing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, all right, yes, it has its history. Yes, it has its depth. But I think we just go in a little too far, further than
yeah.
we need to. Now, that's just my view. Now, okay, if someone disagrees, that's okay. But that's just my view.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of waiting on the phone lines to fill in here. Again, if you're listening, our call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments and your views. Also, tell me who's in there. Tell me your name. You know, say hello, because when I see you in the chat room, all I can see guest, and then there's a four-digit number. So please give your name and let me know who I got in there and who's listening. We're going to take a short break, and we'll continue our discussion right after this.
to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
You're listening to EIE SOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight, we're talking about racism's weakness. Does it have a weakness? Are folks who are affected by it giving it more power than it actually has? Our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's conversation, and you can give your view or opinion or experience. Again, 424-258-9271 is our call-in number. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments or questions, and I'll respond to them as they come in. We're going to go to the phone lines and bring our first caller in, and that's Brother Roland. Good evening, Roland. Can you hear me?
Hey, brother. How you doing, Brother Tony?
All right, my brother.
Let me just start off by saying this. You have to be very careful in introducing the truth to black men who have never previously heard the truth about themselves. The black brother is so brainwashed that he may reject the truth when he first hears it. You have to drop a little bit on her at a time and wait a while to let that sink in before advancing to the next step. I give you Malcolm X. So the fact that I send some knowledge out that's so deep that it's rejected by a black audience, I would say, hey, Malcolm was right on the money.
Uh-huh. Brother Roland, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought that sentence wrapped it up pretty well.
All right, well, okay, let me just ask this question. All right. I get where you're coming from. Does racism have a weakness?
That's Malcolm X now.
Well, Malcolm's not on the line, brother. I'm talking to you. Okay? All right, I'm talking to you. Does racism Hold on. Does racism Wait a minute.
He's on the line.
Are you going to hear me? Are you going to hear me? You going to let me ask the question? All right, Brother Roland. Wait a minute. I'm asking you, not Malcolm. Okay? I'm asking you. So your response is Malcolm?
My response is that the premise of Malcolm is correct.
What are you saying? That folks don't want to know the truth? Is that what you're trying to say?
Did you hear what the statement was?
Well, repeat it again.
Black brothers are so brainwashed that he may reject the truth when he first hears it. You have to drop a little bit on him at a time and wait a while and let it sink in before advancing to the next step. That's Malcolm X.
Okay, cool, which I've heard that a gazillion times. My question again, does racism have a weakness?
Yes, it does. And the weakness is exposing it.
Okay. Do people give it more power than it actually has?
Absolutely. And that's the brainwashing. Fox News. Herman Cain, all of the black Republicans and the Black Tea Party, absolutely.
So you feel that they are the ones that are responsible for it?
No,
media and gentlemen, that the people that you just named, they are the core of why it has the power that it has over some folk? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying the white man is the creator of racism, and the black folks that agree and embrace that shit, excuse the expression, stop using them, are the conduits of it. It's the house nigger versus the field nigger.
Really? Wow. Well, I'm going to let my co-host address that because she can't hang out too long, so I'm going to let her get hers in. You know, Sister Amunette, say hello.
Yes, hi. Hello. It all depends. You know, I want to know first and foremost how you define racism. What is your definition of racism?
One who thinks that their race is superior overall.
That's it. So black people have the power to be racist.
Absolutely.
That's not what racism means, though.
Well, you look it up in Webster and give me another definition.
Right. The definition basically is an institutional construct or social construct that is designed to oppress another group of people. Okay? Black people are never oppressed based on finance, economics, and access to equal opportunities.
And what is number
okay.
two say on
Black
the,
people
on,
have
on,
never right. had the, excuse me, I'm speaking. I listened while you spoke and I didn't say a word.
You asked a question.
So, right, and I'm responding and you're asking me, but you're not letting me respond. So, I mean, we can't have an intelligent conversation that way.
So
but I will say
out,
this, is that,
Roland, you
got to
control yourself.
Right. Basically, you have never, we in this United States, have never oppressed any other group of people but ourselves.
That's not
we have
true.
Not oppressed anyone. So that is not
true.
That is not necessarily racism.
Save your comment. You're going to get a chance to respond. Save your comment.
Now, if you want to say racial bias, yes, we have yes, everybody can be biased. Anybody can be prejudiced, racial prejudice. But racism basically puts one in the position, okay, to have supreme rights to things, to have benefits of society. We don't have that. So that's the definition of racism versus racial bias and racial prejudice. Two different things.
You're only partially right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I stood on a black plantation in right here in South Carolina that was run and owned by a black plantation owner who had black slaves.
Well, there were many of those, but it was a different. If it was a different, when you throw in race, that's not race. That's black on black oppression. And sometimes when we held slaves, it was a totally different dynamic than being under somebody of a different skin color than yourself. So sometimes the dynamic was totally different. Yeah, there were some blacks that owned slaves, and some blacks took on slaves just to get them out of a suffering situation and put them in an easier situation. Not saying that all black slave owners didn't practice, you know, crazy things with their slaves, but sometimes those slaves were purchased by black slave owners to get them out of a bad situation. So there's many different dynamics with the whole black slave owner, but that's a totally different story. We're talking about right here and right now. We're talking post-Emancipation Proclamation, 1863.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about post, afterward. Yes.
Post-slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your premise? What's your premise?
The premise is what I gave you. I already laid it down for you.
All right. Well, I missed that. I missed that aspect of it. But I can tell you that racism definitely is when one definitely applies acts and thinks that their race is superior than others. That's part of Webster's definition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to chime in here, if I may.
Let me just wrap one quick thing up.
Hold on, because there's a question someone – hold on. There's a question that someone wants to pose to you. He's asking or she's asking, I'm not sure if it's male or female, and I'm trying to figure out their question here. They're saying, ask why we never hear in the Nigerian and other black Africans are hollering, why they're not hollering racism. That's what it sounds like he's saying here.
That we what?
He's asking why that they're not hollering in Nigeria or other black Africans. Why are they not hollering racism?
You want me to answer that question?
Are they under the American system? Do they live in America?
Right. They're told they didn't undergo the transatlantic slave trade.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know. She says that prejudice and discrimination is actually good. And also, prejudice and discrimination is not illegal unless you violate a U.S. citizen's civil rights. Now, I don't know who this person is, but this is their comments in the chat room.
Wow. I can't follow that aspect. If you have laws based on in the Constitution, especially the 14th Amendment, that say you cannot discriminate or act in a biased or racist fashion in terms of your actions towards other people, anytime you do it to me would be a violation of the law.
Okay, well, I guess that answers their question. It just said that the 14th Amendment mentions nothing about discrimination.
Civil rights.
Okay.
Well, I'm I'm assuming here. Now, I'm assuming, all right, let me just say that, that this person to a degree agrees with prejudice and discrimination. They also said that they're calling. Okay, well, if you are calling, I suggest that when you do call, that you be respectful and that you do not call in and try to disrespect anyone because you will be cut off. So you need to reply so I'll know to accept your call. In the meantime, I'm going to take a brief break and see who I got on the line, and we'll be right back.
Tony, before you leave, Jesus
loves me for the Bible tells me so.
You're listening to EIESOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight, we're talking about racism's weakness. We want to hear your view, pros, cons, disagree, agree. All that we ask is that you be respectful. And again, watch your language. And again, please hold your comments until someone is finished giving their comments. Okay, we're adults, so let's be adults. I'm going to go to the phone line. I'm going to bring in a gentleman out of the Midwest, and his name is Bianchi. Good evening, sir. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. You have a view on racism's weakness or racism as a whole?
Well, as I asked in the chat room, what's the definition for racism? Because it has changed. And another point, racism is not a problem, a major problem to black people in America. And I was going to ask the gentleman, what's the matter with black Republicans and Tea Party? Black Republicans just had just as much legitimacy as anybody else. Tea parties, whether it's a Tea Party or Green Party, you have a group of people who exercise their right to protest and ask for answers. So I'm kind of complex on that.
Oh, okay. So let me be clear on what is your question again? Say your question one more time.
Well, I asked what's the definition as far as this show is concerned on racism. I heard somebody reading out of the Webster Dictionary when Webster Dictionary was the definition of racism back during the time of slavery, the same as it is now, and the same as it is in the 1960s. And I also mentioned that some prejudice and discrimination is actually good, as long as you're not violating a person's civil rights. And why come we don't never hear of the African immigrants, Nigerians, Somalis, and Ghanaians that's here in the United States that's just as black as Wesley Snipes? We don't hear them hollering racism all the time.
Okay, and you know what? That's a valid view. I can't argue or disagree because that is a valid question. But what I need to ask you is, what is your definition of racism? And also, why do you think that discrimination is good?
Because if it doesn't violate a person's civil rights, there's nothing wrong with it. It happens all the time.
Okay, all right. So what's your definition of racism?
It has nothing to do about somebody liking you or loving you or hating you. There's nothing wrong with people hating you if they want to, as long as they don't harm you or violate your civil rights. I was reading an article where in Alabama, University of Alabama, where a white frat won a case where they don't have to accept black into their fraternity. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If they don't want blacks in their fraternity, that's their fraternity. In Georgia, you had some high school proms, private proms, that was listed as all white. What's wrong with that? Blacks was the one that was griping about it. If whites don't want you to be at their prom, they got a right to not want you to be at their prom.
Okay, well, let me...
Do you think there's anything wrong with that?
Well, if you listen to me for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Because I understand what you're saying, but this is my comment. When it's black or pro-black, those who aren't black are saying black folks are anti-whatever, Asian, white, whoever the case, you know, may be. All right. Now, you're saying that it's okay for, you know, white want to have what they want to have, which I guess so, in certain circles, yes, but not in all circles. But I find that when it's black folk, we're under attack about it. Do you think that's right?
When? I don't see where blacks is under attack when they want to have their own stuff. As
okay,
long as
so
they're not violating somebody's civil rights. That's the key thing to it right there.
Okay, all right, all right. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and disagree with you because I find it hard, but I'm going to see with my co-host, Sister Aminette, what's her view on it?
Yes, I think that's the only way in a lot of ways that, you know, we actually prospered better as a people when we were segregated. And we did a lot better as a people and were more unified as a people when we were segregated. I'm not against integration, we know that. But I will say this, that people have the right to separate if that's what they want to do. Separate. If that's what it means and that's what it takes for some people to be happy, that's why you have places like Utah and you have places like Idaho where there's places for people that want to do that. So if you choose to separate and that's what's good for you, then by all means, separate. People won't miss you. Bye. It's that simple. Bye-bye. We're not scratching to be with amongst people. We're not scratching to be amongst anybody. You don't have to be amongst people that don't want to be amongst you. So I tell those people, go find your little corner and go and be and do what you need to do, and bye-bye. We won't miss you. Peace. That's it. You know?
Well, you know,
that's it.
I can agree
mm-hmm.
with not being with those that don't want to be with you. I mean, that would, to me, be ridiculous. Why would you want to be with
right.
folks that don't want to be with you?
Right.
So I get
mm-hmm.
that part. And also,
right.
The gentleman just said about the violations of someone's rights. So what I'm
mm-hmm.
gathering is if it violates someone's rights, then it's wrong. Is
mm-hmm.
that what you're saying, Bianchi?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if people want to be homosexuals, fine, let them be it. I don't have to associate with them. I don't want them teaching my children in public schools. I have a right to take my child out of a classroom and put them in a classroom of a teacher that I feel is more suited for my child. That's my child. It ain't your child.
So you if they called you homophobic behind it, in your view, they would be wrong.
They can say what they want to say. I'm taking my child out of the classroom. If a white man, a black man, don't want his daughter to marry a white person, they got a right to demand that of their children. That's their children.
Well, let me ask this: does racism have a weakness?
Which racism? Racism today.
Racism
today. Well, I don't. You know, racism today is about somebody saying I hate you. Racism today is about somebody saying I don't want you to. I don't want to associate with you. That's what they call it.
Okay,
that's what
so
they apply to the word racism.
Okay, so that's your answer to that question. Okay, well I'm gonna bring the gentleman back in that was speaking before you called in. So stand by, don't go anywhere, please. Brother Roland, can you hear me?
Listen, I gotta cut out, but I just have to say I don't understand how anyone that would commit an act of racism or discrimination against another person would not fall into a violation of the civil rights law, first of all. Second of all, man, if black folks in the Tea Party and Republicans, I agree with, they have every right to be in those political, you know, aspects of life. But anytime you start embracing voting suppression, asking the president for his birth certificate, and doing all things possible to derail and denigrate this black president, then you have a problem, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of being a black Republican or Tea Partier. And, you know, if you want to talk about black separatism, why don't we just throw out the whole baby with the bathwater in the 1956 Brown versus Board of Ed. Thurgood Marshall did all that work for nothing. And if you look at the black doll, white doll study, you'll see how separatism hurt the black family and the black child, not only then, but still hurts it now. With that, I'll sign off, man. Good night.
Well, hold on, Roland. Don't go on, man. Wait a minute. I got one quick question. I know you got to run, but I got one quick question. Okay.
Yes.
If you're black and you're a Republican,
right,
you're racist? Is that what you're saying?
If you're embracing the policies, yes. The Republicans are shutting down voting. They're shutting down voting polls for blacks. They're creating new IDs. They're doing everything so black folks can't vote. And if you're embracing that, you're racist, or embracing a racist party and their ideology.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like all black Republicans are embracing that. I happen to know a few black Republicans, and they're not embracing that.
Well,
they are Republicans.
I don't see them on Fox News challenging it.
See, Fox News is propaganda. It's media.
But it's the Republicans' propaganda. And it's their main stage. That's their Apollo Theater.
Okay, Roland. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to go back previous caller. Bianchi, are you there, sir?
Yeah, that gentleman put out some false information. Brown versus Board, the Brown decision was not in 1956.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with it. But, you know, I know that all black Republicans do not embrace voter discrimination and things of that nature. That's a party they choose to be about. Not because.
Well, what Republicans are you talking about? You talking about at the federal level? Federal level don't have anything to do with what goes on in states. States have a right to stipulate the requirements for voters. There's nothing wrong with voter ID. Photo ID at that.
Well, okay, when did they start this?
What do you mean, when did they start it? They can start it when a state has a right to set the requirements for a citizen of the state to vote.
Okay, yes.
As long as they don't violate the voters, the 1965, in which that really applied to some southern states, but as long as you don't deny a person the right to vote, then whatever rules that you set, as long as it's not denying a person the right to vote, is perfectly fine. Supreme Court had ruled on that. Picture ID, is nothing wrong with picture ID.
Okay. I understand.
Photo ID.
What I'm saying is, when did they start implementing this at its strongest?
Well, some states don't implement. Some states don't require photo ID. Some do.
Okay, you're not answering my question, sir. I'm asking, when did they start implying this? What election did they start implying this at its strongest?
Well, which state are you talking about?
We're talking about any state and the policy of voter ID. When did they start instituting this at its strongest?
Well, you've had voter ID, I believe, and I'm not sure on which state, but I believe voter ID goes back to the 90s.
Okay, well, let me make it a little more simple, okay? Have they put this in effect more strongly since President Obama has been elected into office?
No, I think the issue of voter ID come up when you're talking about illegal immigrants, when it has been put more emphasis on it, and I think that's rightfully so. Illegal immigrants shouldn't have a right to vote in the United States. They're illegal.
Okay, so in your view, this was not done to this was not done towards Black America.
This well, is Black America is illegal?
No, I'm asking. Well, you're saying your answer is it was you feel it was done because of the illegal immigrants.
It was done
not
because of
folks.
Illegal immigrants. Black folks can't sway. Black Americans can't sway no national election. They don't have those type of numbers. In 2008, blacks made a difference in only 6 states. All other blacks in the country could have stayed home. Only 6 states, blacks made a difference. Indiana was one. I used to keep them on the tip of my tongue, but there's only 6 states where blacks made a difference. So how would that affect them? Can you tell me?
Well, as the show goes on, we're going to find out, sir. So don't go anywhere. Stand by.
Now you don't want me to go?
No, I don't want you to go anywhere. You're welcome on the show, sir. So your mic is off for the moment, but I like your view, and I think it adds substance to the conversation. That's why I'm asking you not to go anywhere. Sister Aminette, are you still with us? I know you have to go.
Yes. I'm here.
Okay, is there any comment you want to give?
I just don't know why. I don't know. I just don't know why we're referred to as them by Pianki.
Okay.
I never hear you say us when you call in. You never say us. You say them when you're talking about black people. That's all.
Okay, well, stand by a second. Because we're going to go back to the phone lines. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a short pause. So if anyone that's listening don't hear anything, I'm taking a short pause. Don't go anywhere. Our call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. Tonight we're talking about racism's weakness. We've kind of strayed off a little bit. I got a few callers on the line. I don't know who all my callers are, but I'm about to find out in just a minute. So bear with me. I'm going to take a short pause, and I'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. That's EIESOC. Tonight we're talking about racism's weakness. Does it have a weakness? Are we giving it more power than it actually has? If you've been listening, I got a caller on the line. His name is Pianki. If you agree with his view, call in. If you disagree, call in. Number is 424-258-9271. Chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments, and we'll respond to them as they come in. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and I'm going to bring Mr. Pianki back. Sir, are you still with us?
Yes, upstairs.
Yes. It's a pleasure.
You know, the lady
you
asked me a question. The lady asked me a question. I hope she knows that all blacks in America are not the same. There's a difference between black and ejected black African American.
What is the difference, sir?
Well, there's a difference. Some have different ideas and philosophies. Alicia Keys is considered black, but she tells you she's not African.
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Well, there's quite a few black folks who say that they're not. And, you know, I'm not the one to force them to believe different. If that's what they choose to believe, that's what they choose to believe. I'm a believer of live and let live. Okay.
You remember Stokey Mike? You remember Stokey Carmichael, who was using the phrase "Black Power"? Well,
yes.
Whitney Young didn't like that.
Since I have you here, and again, you're welcome here. Okay. Now, I'm quite sure there's probably those that are listening that may disagree, and then there's those that probably do disagree. But at the same time, I need to ask you this, all right? If white supremacy is wrong, is black supremacy wrong?
White supremacy is not wrong. What's your definition for white supremacy?
Well, in today's
definition, where I hear people say that whites think they better than everyone, that's not the definition of white supremacy. White supremacy is the fact that whites want to control the consumptive habits of all ethnic groups as much as they possibly can. Same thing go with Asians. When you leave where you are today and go buy gas, who owns the station that you're pumping the gas from? Mideasterners?
Okay. All right, fine. So black supremacy is nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with black supremacy. Where you defeat white supremacy, you compete against it. Black supreme in sports, basketball, football, rappers, rap music, right?
No, I don't agree with that.
They used to make up 65% of Major League Baseball at one point in time.
We don't now, though. That time is over.
Well, that was because of them. There wasn't nobody keeping them from doing that. That's because of them. They pulled away from it. They sent their kids to the National Basketball League to be like Mike. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's good that they should take as much of that money off the table as they possibly can.
Oh, so there's nothing wrong with black supremacy.
In areas that they can dominate. What's wrong with dominating?
And you're saying in sports?
In whatever. Whenever competition affords itself.
Or what about government?
I know some. Do you not know some local governments that have all black? Do you not know school boards where all the members are black or majority are black?
Very few. Very few. The bottom line, you're saying white supremacy isn't wrong, nor is black supremacy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
In other words, you're saying it's how it's practiced. Correct? If it's not violating anyone, then it's not a problem.
That's right.
Now what I'm getting? Wow. I really wish I had more call-ins tonight because you have one heck of a view, sir. One heck of a view. You know, and it institute to me a nice dialogue.
No.
I'm not bashing or anything. See, this is why I do these kind of shows, so I can get callers like yourself to call in that's not afraid to express their view. So I respect your view. Even if I disagree with some of it, I still respect the fact that you have enough integrity to come on and express your view, regardless whether someone disagrees or disagrees. We need more of this, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I have nothing against you or your view. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. No, I wanted that to be real, real clear. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I'm waiting for the board to fill up with more callers. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a short break. also going to make a few phone calls and see if I can get some folks to call in, because there's a gentleman that I'm quite sure y'all would have a pretty nice dialogue. So do me a favor, stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Them can't call me down. You read it in the paper. You see it on the news. A time I come, you have to show wrong or right, which man, no excuse me for you.
Gotta take it, make your mind up, stand and face it, because warriors don't cry.
I'm not on the line.
I know lots of folks will hate you, and not because they want you, but sometimes they don't even know why. So don't watch the crowd, the duty is to be loud, believe.
Whether you're in a mist, whether you're out, know your position, stay firm without doubt. Can't look for them rich like how you done with them clothes. Want to put slip up on your mouth, but you want me say, if you know sir, your rights you are promote, no fear for talk. Say it low, top of your vice, you feel short cause. Anytime them come to think you like a boat, with your trust in the Almighty, you want to stay afloat, because if you don't stand for something, nobody else, that means that anything you're going fall for. Yo, you want to stay firm, have to know your position, even firmer than that rat on the Gibraltar. Now we would have still be slaves if the poor fathers, they never grieve and stand up to the master. So be bold, no care about a soul and no fear, even if you make a mistake or you fall, cause you want.
Cause when you fall along the way, people will have lots to say. They don't really care if you make it through the day.
So no one fix so them opinion, them a hide. Even though them know what is right inside, if anything your money compromise them pride. Enough of them quick for y'all denounce them drive. We live in a pretty mansion from the mountain side. Hey, so now we heading for a moral divide. Enough of them no one stand up, them a move with the side. Hey, if that same attitude was applied to South Africa, them would have still in a apartheid. And if Thomas Jefferson them did free it for the side, the Declaration of Independence would never be ratified. No fret if them say you're stubborn and you're paranoid, just because you know give in, make them take you for a ride. By your principles you must always abide, and remember if you slip your way slide, I remember this stuff.
When you fall along the way,
hey, follow me now.
People will have lots to say. They don't really care if you make it through the day.
So,
listening to EIE SOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight, we're talking about racism's weakness. Does it have a weakness? Is it given more power than it actually has? We've had some interesting comments tonight. I want to thank my callers who are still on the line. One gentleman, he has some very interesting views. It's a view for we don't hear on a regular basis. Doesn't make him wrong, nor does it make him right. It's just a view that we do not hear very often. And so I definitely want to say again, I welcome him and his view to tonight's discussion. Also, our chat room is open. Feel free to chime in, leave your comments, and I will try to address them as I can. if you do call in, please be aware of background noise and because we're taping the show and we want a clear taping. I'm going back to the phone line. I'm going to open the mics. I'm going to open Mr. Pianchi's mic. And also, I'm going to welcome my next caller, and that's Dr. Edgar J. Scott. Good evening, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, bro.
Doc, it has been very interesting. I have a caller on tonight. His view is not a view that I hear a lot. So he's very welcome to tonight's discussion. You know me, Doc. I like to go where folks don't like to go. And I kind of like this guy. I got to say that. I kind of like this guy, even though I disagree with some of his view. I do understand where he's coming from. His name is Pianchi. He's on the line. His mic is open. Say hello, Doc.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Pianchi?
I'm doing fine.
Very good.
Do me a favor, Pianchi. Can you just give him a brief view of how you see racism?
I told them racism is not a major problem of black folks. I told them that they had an example here in Georgia where whites had a white-only prom, private location, and blacks was one that was hooping and hollering, talking about it's wrong. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. I told them the prejudice and discrimination is actually good as long as you don't violate somebody's civil rights. I told them that the Constitution gives you the right to associate and disassociate whoever you want to. If gays or people want to marry their own, that's fine, but people have a right not to associate with them. If you got a child that's in a classroom that has a gay teacher, openly gay, then you have a right to take your child out of that room and put them someplace where you feel is better for your child. What's wrong with that? The Klan has good ideas. Justice Thomas is a good jurist. Nothing wrong with black Republicans. The people that voted for him. And there's nothing wrong with photo IDs.
Doc, I just wanted to, give you a brief view of what's been said.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you want from me?
Well, Doc, I know this is an area for you. You know what I mean? That's why, do you disagree or agree, with your view?
Well, first of all, I think there's only one race that's called human. And I think Brother Pianchi is hit it right on the head. I agree with everything that he said. I think it's about rights. I think everybody has their rights. And I agree with everything that he said.
Really? Really? See, this is why I asked you to call in. You know what I mean? I didn't want the guy to, because I think he kind of, I'm assuming, let me just say it, like he stands alone in his view because, his view is not the norm. That, for me, it's
not. Let me tell you something, Tony. The God of the Bible is a discriminatory God. He said he was only for a certain particular people. He didn't say he was for everybody. And let me tell you what Clarence Thomas said in the Jenkins versus Missouri. He said, I think segregation is bad. I think it's wrong. It's immoral. I'd fight against it with every breath in my body. But you don't need to sit next to a white person to learn how to read and write. The NAACP needs to say that. He went on to say, I've been very partial He said, I've been very partial to Malcolm X, particularly his self-help teaching. That's what Clarence Thomas said. Nobody never talks about that. Martin Luther King, in his speech in Birmingham during the time of the Montgomery boycott, he said Negroes need to stick together. I can play it for you right now if you want me to, if you don't believe it. He said Negroes need to stick together. He didn't say they need to be with everybody. Martin Luther King had an arsenal of weapons. He had tried to get a concealed carry permit in the state of, I think it was the state of Georgia, or whatever state he was in at the time. There's nothing wrong with concealed carry. There's nothing wrong with castle doctrine, laws, self-defense, open carry. What's wrong with them? You know, this hoopla about Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. Zimmerman was found not guilty. That's the way it went down the courts. But blacks use Stand Your Ground disproportionately in the state of Florida, where they make up 16% of the population. They use Stand Your Ground over 30% of the time to their benefit.
Well, here's where I am with on some of that. Number one, I get real leery when people bring up God. I get real skeptical on this thing about God. It scares me, especially with black folks bring up about God. I think we rely too much on God. Because number one, blacks didn't bring God to America. We brought spirituality. But this thing about God, that's real scary to me. And so I think we got to find some arguments about God. We didn't bring God to America. We brought spirituality. And so I don't buy the God argument. The God argument to me is I'm real skeptical of that.
Well, I agree with you. Just like
let me finish. I let you finish. Let me finish. And so I think the laws on concealed carry are good. I think blacks, Africans living in America need to understand the laws on concealed carry. We need to apply them a little bit better for ourselves and protect ourselves. I think we need to rely more on the knowledge that we have gotten from the system. I think we need to understand systems better and use them better and use them to our advantage and just understand the systems, because we haven't understood the system and we haven't learned to stick together and use the system, and that's been the disadvantage for us, and that's been the problem. And we need to get out of fighting amongst ourselves, because that's what's been the problem. And it's a systemic problem for us. And we've fought for the crumbs, and it's just eating us up, and it continues to eat us up. But it's not just amongst black folks, it's amongst a whole group of people. It's the have-nots. And so we got to get out of this color thing, because it's not about color. It's about the haves and the have-nots. It's about 90% of the population in America. And so I'm just really reluctant to get into a game of color, because it's not about color, and we had better get out of the color game as rapidly as we can, because it's killing us, and we're not going anywhere as long as we keep having talks about color and not in an inclusive conversation. We're not going anywhere. This conversation that we keep having about color is not taking us anywhere. We got to start having a conversation about connectedness with all humankind, or else we're not going anywhere. That's my thoughts on it. I think you've hit on something, but the conversation you're having, I can tell already what camp you're coming from, because the conversation you're having, to me, is a conversation that I hear a lot coming from a particular group of folks. And I think we need to broaden the conversation that makes it inclusive for all folks. That's all that I'm saying.
Well, thanks a lot, Doc. Mr. Bianchi, you wanted to comment?
Well, I disagree with him when he said that, you know, ethnic groups have a right to cohese with themselves, and they do. You know, we have our Italian part of the town here. We have the German part of the town. You have your Asian part of the town. So that's perfectly fine for people to commingle with their own kind. In Houston, Nigerians have the Nigerian American Association, Nigerian American Multicultural Association. But when you look at the multicultural, they're talking about the Yoruba, the Hausa, the Igbo, and they're all black. That's their multicultural. I named off about 23 friends that I have, and they all look like Wesley Snipes. They're from different countries. So people have a right to, you could never say that to squirrels and Canada geese. Squirrels don't take nuts to.
Hold on, let me finish.
Doc,
hold on.
That's what I was getting at. And on the thing with God, I said that, for instance, this disdain for same-sex co-mingling, same-sex marriage, and same-sex, you know, homosexuals, that wasn't really a disdain that came out of religion. It was a disdain that came out of the cultural aspects of particular ethnic groups. It would be later that it would become out of religion. Not just through God in there, because I hear some people say that we need to love everybody, let God say. Well, that's not true. So that's where I was coming from on that.
Well, thank you. Doc, you have a comment that you want to give real fast?
Well, I didn't say that the different ethnic groups didn't. I was disagreeing with ethnic groups shouldn't come together. I think that's great. But what I'm saying is that there should be a sense of connectedness with all different groups. But we've got to come to some point in time a sense of connectedness with all humankind. I mean, as long as we keep playing this game of non-connectedness, we're in trouble. That's all that I'm saying. I mean, because until we get there in a sense of, in a connected fashion, we're in trouble. That's all that I'm saying.
All right, Doc. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and at the last moment.
Okay, no problem.
Roland has been holding on. I know he's been listening. I wonder if he has a comment I can get from him briefly. Brother Roland, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You got a brief comment, because I'm about to close the show shortly.
Okay, I just have one. Excuse me. One quick question for the brother there from Houston, Texas. Can he give us one positive thing or act that the Klan has done for black people, especially based on their Bible, the Turner Diary? I just need to hear one thing that the Ku Klux Klan has ever done for black people, especially as they follow their Bible, the Turner Diary.
And that's for Bianchi?
Yes.
Bianchi, you want to address his question?
Well,
I'm not in
Houston, but I didn't say that the Klan done something good for black people. I said I agree with some of the tenets that the Klan have. Well, they don't want you marrying their daughters. They don't want blacks marrying their white daughters. Nothing wrong with that. That's just the way. That's what they don't. Shouldn't a parent not know what they feel best for their child? Of course, now once a child get grown, then they're grown. Should not a father want to look into the face of their grandchild and see themselves?
Should they have the right to kill you?
Should you have a right to have protection to defend yourself?
Should they have the right to lynch you because you are looking at their daughter?
Well, I don't think – you talking about in the past or today. Klan not lynching and killing black people today, unless black
really? –
unless blacks are members of the Klan.
Tell that to James Byrd.
Okay.
Well, those gentlemen was found guilty, and someone was executed and put to death.
But you said they had the right to do it, right? In your thinking.
I didn't say that they had the right to do that.
That is not what he said. That is not what he said. Okay.
That's what the Klan did, Tony.
Wait a minute, Roland. You got to control yourself, okay? I heard his answer. That's not what he said, okay? I see you trying to strongly impose your view, but I heard his answer. And that's not what you're saying he said. He did not say. He didn't say that it was right to do that. He said it was wrong.
You're taking it too literally. You're taking this too literally.
No. I'm taking what he said clearly. I heard what he said clearly. He didn't say what you wanted him to say, but I heard him clearly.
He said exactly what I wanted him to clarify.
No, sir. Listen, Brother Roland. He answered your question. I'm not going on any further with this, okay? Thank you for calling in. I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight. Doc, thank you for calling in on late
notice.
You're
welcome, bro.
You know, you're always welcome. Bianchi, you're welcome to come back anytime. Anytime. Okay? I like what you bring, whether people agree with it or not. Okay? So please come back and join us anytime, sir. Will you do that?
Well, yeah, if I run across a topic that seems interesting, I probably will.
Please do. Please do. Thank you for calling in. Have a blessed night.
Thanks, Brother Bianchi.
Doc, thank you again. Yeah, Greg, what did you say?
That was good, brother.
Yeah, he brought something different to the table, okay?
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical, and so was he, you know, but I brought him in anyway. I mean, that's his view.
Yeah,
I don't think his view was offensive. Maybe to some it may have been, but that's his view, okay? We all don't think alike or have the same view. You know, we have to learn to live with that. I know I can today. You know, regardless whether I agree with his view on Clarence Thomas or the Klan or other things that he spoke on, that is his view, okay? And I don't think he was giving his view to offend anyone else. Sometimes when it's not what we see, we're offended. I was offended.
And Tony, that's why I love you as my brother. I think if we are going to grow, we need to listen to our brothers and sisters and listen to that view that we haven't listened to before to grow, to stretch. That's what I think.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I have these shows because I'm hopeful that when folks call in, they don't call in with a narrow-minded view. Okay?
Yeah.
Please be open-minded. Not so your view is changed. Maybe it might enhance your view. Who knows? If you come in with a narrow view, you know, you may miss something. That makes
right.
You may say, you know? So, again, Doc, I want to thank you for calling in. Brother Roland, thank you so much for calling in. I know where you stand. I get where you're coming from, Brother Roland. But all of us are not the same. We all don't think the same. And yes, your view is your view, okay? Whether it's right or wrong, it's still your view. And sometimes we have to learn that when we ask a person a question and they give an answer, we have to listen to their answer and not sit back and badger or you're saying this when that's not what they said. So, you know, with that, I'm going to close the show. I want to thank everyone who called in tonight again. I want to thank my listeners. It was a very interesting discussion. We were talking about racism's weakness. We kind of strayed off the path a little, but at the same time, I heard some stuff tonight that some I agreed, some I disagreed. I don't believe in black supremacy. I don't believe in white supremacy. You know, I'm not a fan of the Klan. I'm not a fan of Clarence Thomas. Okay? At the same time, they are who they are. The Klan does what the Klan does for their culture. Okay? And I like what you said about coming together collectively, Doc. That's big. Because, you know, right now in society, you know, we are very racial across the board. Okay? This is not just a whites-only club. It's everybody else membership also. I see it. You know, if you don't see it, well, give it some time. But I see it.
Yeah.
You know, with racism and its weakness, does it have a weakness? Sure it does. I feel it does. I think we give it more power than it really has.
Yep.
Okay? For the last few years, racism has been overt. Those that are perpetrating racism, they are out of control to the effect that it is their own racist attitude and agenda is affecting those just like them. So to me, that shows a weakness. It shows a weakness.
Yep.
Okay? Racism is not going anywhere, at least not today.
Right.
It's not going anywhere. So we have to learn to live with it, accept it.
Yep.
We don't have to be abused by it. That we don't have to. We don't have to take that. Okay?
Yeah.
Once we learn that and learn not to fuel it, we will have more power against it.
Exactly.
We have to learn to empower ourselves against racism, not constantly being the victim or portraying the victim. We don't have to be victims. We have a choice today. We have a choice today. We know what racism is and what it's about. We have to live with it, and we have to work through it. Can't work through it emotionally. Got to think. Got to be proactive and not reactive. That will work. Got to learn to do something different. Got to change our mindsets. Now, this is my view. Some folks may beg to differ, and that's okay. Me, myself, I refuse. I'm going to say it again. I refuse to let racism defeat me. I've had example of those before me who said no, and it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. So if it worked for them, why can't it work for me? Listen, I want to thank everyone who's listening tonight. Again, you've been listening to EIESOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based here in Southeast Queens, New York. I'm an activist against gun violence. And our inner city communities, there is a plague. Is being committed by homicide and is producing genocide. Our young folk are killing each other. It is time to do something different. We can't blame it on racism no more because we're not doing anything about it except letting it happen. Time to do something different. Time to empower ourselves. There's some things that we can do if we're willing to do them. If we're not willing to do nothing, then nothing's going to change. This is our time as a people to make some stuff happen. We're asking the president to do everything, and the president is coming through. But he also said there's a personal responsibility, and that part we don't want to hear. Well, sorry, got to be accountable and responsible to make some stuff happen for your own sons and daughters. They need you. We need to listen to them. We need to help them. We need to let them know your life is priceless and you do have a choice. Listen, the sooner that we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That is K-N-O-W, deuces. Listen, if no one told you they loved you today, God does, and so do I. Have a blessed night. Good night, Doc.
Good night, brother.
Check the troubles, hey.